I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
Listening to RSN Radio, now with 30% more birds. Hey, once again, it's that time of the week. That time of the week where you question your sanity as to why you're tuning into this or downloading this. So, it's show number 9, RSN Live. I'm your lovely screw up of a host voice. So, yeah. Welcome. What should I do first? I think I'll go ahead and just do a standard chat room spiel. For those of you who are watching via the live stream, yeah, I switched. We're live stream now, not your stream, live stream. You can chat with me in that little chat applet, all two of you. Or if you're listening on the IRC. Yeah, because you can listen to the internet radio on the IRC, don't you know? If you're listening over the radio stream, which I doubt it, because there's really only two people listening right now. Hopefully they'll go up. We don't know. By we, I mean me. But anyways, I'm getting off track here. Okay, so if you want to join in the fun here, it is irc.surrealchat.net, and the chat rooms there are Sonic Stadium, Radio Sega, and Radio Nintendo. I'm in a few other channels, but those are the only ones that I'm really paying attention in. And then I'm also on the AfterNet IRC network. That's available at irc.afternet.org. And the chat room I'll be paying attention in is RSN, which has our lovely bonus of being able to tell you what track I'm playing. To a point. I mean, honestly, if you're listening, it should be telling you what I'm playing. I look tired. That's a little different from what I'm normally here. Some people just say I look stoned. Never touch the stuff. Just putting that out there. Never touched it. Do I look tired? I don't look tired, but I don't know. Maybe it's just my glasses making me look weird. Because I do have the thick glasses. They are about yay thick. Yeah, my eyes are crap. Anywho, let's get this train wreck of a show rolling along here by grabbing some kind of Sonic track, because that's what we do. Listen to Sonic music. So we go and do. Oh, what shall I play? Need to hit up a less often used. You know what? I think we'll go ahead with this. That's short for an extended version. Awesome. Anywho. Yeah. Let's go ahead and play this. So I'll be back shortly.
I know it. Here comes Supersonic. I kill Dr. Robotnik. Supersonic dance attack.
We'll be right back.
10-second beep. I always gotta love that 10-second beep. So anyways, I'm just sitting here reading the conversation going on in the Sonic Stadium chat room. Apparently, John, I'm not going to say the full name because I can't recall it off the top of my head because I'm that awesome. It's going on about his hatred of us having snow and him not because he lives in Puerto Rico. It's not all fun. That's what I'm going to say. And yeah, I really can hear that echo. What's up with that? What's up with that? I'll fix it next time. It's too late now. Anywho, yeah, no, snow's not that fun, you know. Especially when you get to drive in it. Because, I don't know if you've noticed, but people tend to drive like idiots when it snows out. Yeah. Yeah, but, well, you know, well, yeah, I guess sunburns do suck. Yeah. I'll agree with you there. That's a point for you, sir. But still, having to deal with people in the snow, not so fun. Nope. Nope, 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 nope. Anyways, other than that, I was kind of amused because, Rex, I think it's Rex. I don't say your guys' name nearly often enough to really know these offhand. Was saying that he's one of the rare few that doesn't know what Meat Spin is all about. Just a random fact that I'm bringing up. I'm rambling. It's random Sonic Net. It's random. It's what I do. It's my thing. It's my shtick. Gotta do the random. Oh, there's 4 people viewing the live stream. Oh, you know, I never actually... Okay, so... Because I forgot to mention this. If you're listening to the podcast or listening to the radio stream, I do have that live stream, which is a video chat. Not a video chat, but a video stream, which I'm currently pumping the show audio through. And, I'm confused. Oh, okay. See how easy it is to confuse me? It's not a good thing. Anyways, so I got live stream going. And that's basically, fulfills my stupid. My speaking is lovely. Anyways, fulfills my stupid ambition of creating something like Twit, only without having to spend money. Because some of us don't have $1 million to build a studio just for web streaming. But, anyways, the link for that, because that's what really this is all boiling down to, the link for that is livestream.com/RSN live, and then you can just look at me being an idiot live on the internet. It's a wonderful world we live in, isn't it? What else can I say? What else have we got going on here? I'm kind of looking over the chat here, just seeing what's going on. Silver Sonic was a bit confused by my lack of being able to talk while the music is going, which is, as I explained in the live stream chat, last week when I was doing this via Ustream, I literally had a broken headset just kind of hanging off camera that was plugged into the desktop that the webcam's plugged into, so that's how that was working, and you had no audio feed from the little streamer doohickey. You know, it took me an hour to figure out how to make that all work. Man, I'm dedicated to this thing. I'm like, I don't know. let's see. I really don't have anything to talk about. It's kind of a weird situation. It's kind of like that episode 6, which I said I would never mention again, and I'm mentioning again because I need talking material, I guess. It's just I don't want to end up in one of those awkward situations where I'm just like this half of the time, and then the other half of the time they're saying, "Oh God, music to cover up my failings." So, what else can I talk about that might be interesting? Oh, I was reading about, apparently Canada is trying to become like the United States in their crazy copyright law provisions thingies. So I guess my plans of running to Canada are quickly running out of steam. Aha, Steam! Speaking of, was anyone around when Steam crashed on Sunday? Oh, that was freaking hilarious to watch. I was at work, but I was just watching Steam go down and people freaking out. Oh, that was brilliant. And you know, everyone like wondering what was happening. Everyone's worried that, oh God, Steam got hacked again. No, what was it? That's right. A UPS died. A single UPS was enough to take down an entire global gaming network for an hour. Now, this is amusing to me because I obviously work in the data center industry, so I have a little knowledge about how things are supposed to work versus how things actually played out. And the term I'm going to throw out here is N plus one. It's a redundancy. N being the primary, and plus one meaning there's a standby that can go in case N fails. And clearly, Steam did not have an N plus one setup. They just had N. So as soon as their system went down, whoosh, everything gone. Everything gone until they can fix it. I'm hoping Steam learned Valve learned their lesson from that and will implement future strategies to prevent that kind of downtime. Does that really? That's really embarrassing for whoever set that up. I'm sure the guy who designed that infrastructure for them was like, oh god, no, why? Welcome back, Baking Blue Potato. She said she's back. It counts. What else can I mention that really kind of happened? I mean, that still kind of amuses me. Oh, by the way, while I'm bragging on things, Rusty Hearts, I can't even get the goddamn game to launch. I don't know why. I would think that anything that is put on Steam will work, but clearly I'm mistaken, and I wasted an hour downloading a game that does not work. And I know someone's going to be out there, well, that's clearly an end-user problem. No, I didn't fiddle with anything. Downloaded it, clicked play, did the 400 meg patch because they don't do their patching through Steam, and it fails to launch. So I'm going to go ahead and just say, Rusty Hearts, avoid. Avoid that game. Avoid it. Things that anger me. Games that don't work. You know, at least Sonic 06 ran. You know, it ran like a piece of crap, but it ran. I mean, could you imagine if you had bought a game, put it in your PlayStation 3, and I'm not going to start. Oh, got a drop of people. Apparently I pissed people off. Cool. Oh, no, they're back. I have no idea what that's all about. Maybe my streamer's just weird. I don't know. I don't have a clue. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm just ranting about things again. Maybe this is Rant Night Part 2. Who knows? I know John was showing me some interesting hacks / pirate jobs of Sonic games. I don't know. It's basically people doing Sonic games on the Game Boy. Not the Game Boy Advance, not the Nintendo DS, but the Game Boy. And yeah, you can imagine how bad that went. Fairly bad. Horribly bad. I don't even know why I clicked the videos. Maybe it was just because I wanted to read the comments. Because YouTube comments are always good for a cheap laugh. Anyways, let's go ahead and queue up some more tracks, shall we? I spent a pretty good chunk of time ranting. It's time to annoy Spinnick here by playing. Where is it? There it is. We're gonna go ahead and play this just to annoy Spinnick, because I know it annoys him for some reason. Something about originality. I know I mentioned this in a previous episode, but I just don't care anymore. So I will be back shortly. We'll be right back. I got completely disoriented there for a second. I was looking at my screen like, where's everything going? And yet, the eye doctor says my optical nerves are good and I have 20/20 vision. Imagine that. Okay. So, what else can I add here to the mix here that I was ranting about? I have decided to... Well, I haven't decided to. I have bought computer parts for the next build of my desktop, which you know it by the name of Project Sonic. And so I have been refreshing the Newegg tracking page over and over again. I think it's a little bit weird that for something that's 2-day air is currently right now hanging out in Des Moines, Iowa. For those who don't get it, I'm from the Chicago area, so I don't know why they just didn't fly it from, you know, the LA area, which is where they ship this stuff from, to Chicago, you know, O'Hare, or Midway. Midway's right next to their main UPS facility. I'm told they have a system, and the system is very goofed up. No, Project Shadow is the web server that resides in my basement on a Zen virtual machine. I name my desktop project and then a character name. Well, not desktop. I name my computers in such a fashion. It's just what I do. It's my thing. I don't like the default setups that they usually use, which is just random numbers. It's a lot easier to keep track of things when you name them. So, you know. But anyways, I'm waiting for these parts to arrive. Decided to bump up from the old 4 gig RAM to the 16 gig RAM. That'll be nice. A lot cheaper than I thought. Maybe I should be concerned about that. Usually I don't mess up on specs, though. Oh well. It'll work. But anyways, that's not predicted to get here until tomorrow anyways, so... Or scheduled to get here until tomorrow. So, for now, I'm just forever waiting as I constantly refresh this tracking page. But hey, if all goes right, I won't have any problems running Sonic Generations at the highest resolution possible. I did hook up my desktop to the TV back there. I don't know if you guys can see it on the live stream. Oh, no, you can't. Let me just bump the camera over. And, there's a HD TV. Oh, wow. Yeah, real good. Let me bump that up a little bit. I have to watch the monitor input. So there's a TV back there. You can see that. There's a Wii next to it. Anyways, so I had my desktop hooked up to that. And I was playing Sonic Generations in ULD 1080p 60 frame. There were a few... Let's go ahead and just change you out, shall we? I really gotta get more jingle tracks in there, don't you think? Anyways, hooked it up, 1080p 60. So 60 frames. I did have a hue. That's just because I was looking at the camera feed and I was like, there's no red tint this time. But anyways, I did have some frame drops at the 1080 level. And it's probably not because of the video card. The video card in this current desktop is pretty good, actually. It's more likely the CPU, because it's a Core 2 quad. And that's kind of, that's the highest proc that this motherboard supports. That's a bottleneck. But see, the good thing about computer gaming I can go ahead and just swap the hardware out. Again, you know, me flaunting the advantages of PC gaming over console gaming, the whole, if it sucks on the console, well, too bad. Stuck with the frame drops. Nothing you can do about that. But on the PC, sorry, I had to flip something up there. On the PC, if something just slugs out, I can just be like, well, time to replace you, and replace the part that needs replaced, and everyone's happy. Happiness. There's also a couple of other games I have that are actually slowing up, even on the desktop. Let me pull one up. That's a good example here. Tell you what, I'll go ahead and just show you. I'll just pop it up over here on my little screen doohickey. So, as you see, I have, well, again, you radio people are being left out. You see all this stuff I have. This game, Grand Theft Auto 4, this is mostly a bogged down due to the lack of memory, because that game, they won't fix the memory leaks. It's just broken. That game, Call of Duty Black Ops, I regret buying that. Doesn't have any problems, by the way. It's this one right here. This guy, I seem to have the most problems with. Batman Arkham City. I have the most problems playing on this PC. Even during the regular gameplay, it starts getting a little weird. So, hopefully with the new hardware, I'll be able to play these guys with no problems. So there you go. My list of stuff. And yes, I do have Train Simulator 2012. I can't click on it right now because... Oh, there we go. There we go. Someone needs to make a Sonic mod for this. That'd be so awesome. A Sonic Train mod. I'm going to be looking for that. Oh, by the way, Kit, because I know you're listening, I did get some, let me get you back on to cam. There we go. I know that, I did a little more work on that, attempting to put Sonic Generations textures into, a Team Fortress 2 map, so this is the, results thus far in the chat room window. I gotta do something about that top skybox. I really gotta fix that. I actually tried making a platform using the skins that show. Hold on, I gotta do all this stuff now. Steam. I'm doing this for one person, which to kind of make me laugh a little inside. Anyways. Screenshots. So, I'm basically trying to use the textures that are featured in this particular screenshot from Sonic Generations. As you can see, results are varying. But varying results are good. The only problem is the hammer, which is the Steam, or I should say source editor, is rather broken in that I can only do one test run on the map, and then the entire system just borks out, and then I have to restart hammer, which sucks. You know, nothing I can really do about that, I guess. Until friggin' Valve gets off their ass and fixes that, I can't do anything. That's about as far as it gets. Actually, funny story, whenever I load that map in the editor, black. That skybox, black. Completely black. Doesn't work. So, you can see why it's going to be a... a hard task, especially when they don't fix their software, which I will admit Valve has a history of kind of just goofing this up. You know what's funny? I just noticed that little voice host guy thing's been on the entire time. So I've been showing you this stuff, and it's not been showing up as well. So let me bring up Steam for a second. Take this little overlay away, and we'll flick it to screen. And there you go. Oh, there's my wonderful account list and all the stuff I have. There's good old Generations hanging out. Sonic CD that I bought and only played 3 minutes of, because I'm just that awesome. Rage, which induced a lot of rage. As you can see, so much rage, I haven't played it in a while. But anyways, that's pretty much, just realized that wasn't showing up, so, there we go. Much better. Much better. I'm also kind of just doing this to kill time again. That's what I do, I kill time. It's my thing. A lot of random, pointless talking to kill time. And me chatting on chat rooms. Okay. You know, that has gone for like the fifth time. Stop. There. We're going with that. We are going with that. Oh, see? I link everyone to the live stream, and now everyone's kind of ducking off the radio stream and going straight for the live stream. I guess you guys want to see what I look like or something? I don't know. I really don't think I'm that camera friendly.
Hi.
But, whatever. I think we all look a little weird. We're Sonic fans. We're weird in general. And that's a fact. That's a fact. There's no disputing that. We're just weird. That's what we are. You know. shoot myself in the foot, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. By the way, I don't know if I'm going to be doing any streaming after the show. We'll certainly find out. As I pointed out last week, I can only stream gameplay footage for about 2 minutes before the desktop will completely crash. And let's put it this way, that's actually part of the reason why I went for the 16 gigs of RAM. I remember hearing about Spinnick trying to stream his Generations playthrough, and it completely bombed. And the reason for this is because Livestream Procaster, which is what I'm using for the video, it's a hog. It wants 4 gigs of RAM. And all it's doing is streaming video. That's it. 4 gigs. I really don't know why it needs that much, but apparently it does. And at the same time, you got Sonic Generations, which wants, I think it has a, let me check. I think it does actually have a minimum of 1 gig, but don't you start playing. What do we got here? Oh, it wants 2 gigs minimum. So, going off of that, actually, let's go over to live stream for a second here. I'll look up with the Procaster just to see what the spec requirements are. Procaster system requirements. User guide. So, oh, wow. Okay. So, according to this, for Procaster. Procrastination? Anyways, for Procaster, they want you to have a minimum 4 gigs. Minimum. So... So, you're trying to run a game that wants 2 gigs and a streamer that wants 4 gigs. So now you're up to 6 gigs. 6 gigs? 6 gigs. A minimum of 6 gigs required to run Sonic Generations and Procaster at the same time. And not have some kind of lockup due to lack of memory. Yeah, I think developers are getting rather loose on the RAM. I know it supposedly makes the games run a lot better if they have more RAM. But, you know, freaking Command & Conquer wanted, like, what? 32 megs? And that was 1995? 1995, so... You know... 17 years later, we've gone from 32 megs to a minimum 2 gigs. And even then, it really just seems kind of pointless anyways, because it just seems to be just pointless. I'll just say pointless. And I will say this, there is no reason for Procaster to need 4 gigs. Okay, it is not doing that much work that it needs 4 gigs. I don't care what anyone says. Yes, RAM is cheap. I found that out the other day. I actually was kind of thinking 16 gigs would be really expensive. That shows you how often I've been checking out the RAM prices. Now, to give you an idea, it doesn't tell you how much memory it's using, but Procaster tells you how much CPU it's using, and right now it's about... averaging 12%. And so it's clearly it doesn't need that much resources, but for some reason it could be bad programming. I could be really mean there. Oh, that's something Sonic Team knows about. Generations was good. And Unleashed was playable. So. I can't keep kicking them for that game, can I? It's been 6 years. Can't keep kicking them while they're down for that. Dead horse being beaten. Oh wow, it's 6:55. I really haven't played that much music, ironically enough. I've been kind of just rambling most of this show, which is strange. So, I think I'm going to do a short music break as soon as I find a suitable track. A suitable track. Let's see what we can find here. You know what? I ripped on the game. I might as well just play music from the game. That's my penance. Let's see. What level shall I play from? There's a result? We'll just go with you. How long are you? Yeah, that'll do. That'll do. So I'll be back shortly. look at that. It's 7 o'clock. You know what that almost means. I'm trying to think of what to play next. I mean, I feel like I've been kind of short in here on the music, but at the same time, I guess it's not exactly a good thing to just basically do live what I've had a program be doing the entire time, so... I mean, it's not like I'm going to go off air right away, but, I mean, it's 7:01, the podcast section is essentially done with at this point. I still have to play music to close it out, but, let's see what we got here. What do we got? I'm trying to think of what to play. What would be good for the closing track? Oh, I know. Let's use the closing theme to Sonic X. As soon as I can find it. As soon as I can find it, which it seems to have shimmy. Wait. Is that it? I'm having problems finding these. Man. I know you're in here somewhere, man. Show yourself. I can't find it under that folder. Oh, there'll be something after. I'm just, like, trying to find stuff to play. And all I'm finding is not the one I'm looking for. Well, for God's sakes, you gotta be in here somewhere. I've played you before. It's gotta be in here somewhere. I can't have deleted. Unless maybe it was that bad that I just said screw it and deleted it. I don't think I did, though. Don't think I did. Yeah, that's the sound of me failing. Hardcore failure. Can't do that. You're in here somewhere. I just gotta find it. It's not in there. Maybe you come up with some kind of file I can, like, skim through. Oh, there it is. Ha 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 ha. Okay. It's been sitting right in front of me the entire time, mocking me. Okay. Well, you know, that sounds about right. Doesn't it? Yeah, it is an epic fail, isn't it? Well, I haven't used this promo to end it out yet, so I'm going to use that, and that's probably going to offend some people, but meh. Stop recording, stop streaming. Well, I won't stop streaming just yet. This has been Voice, another episode of RSN Live in the can. I will see you all next week. Bye bye.
Shirt に着替えて暗闇を抜け出そう。 You are listening to RSN Radio.
You lame ass fuckers!
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.